Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, the video has gone viral. One man enjoyed a somewhat different view of Storm Barra from the Fastnet Lighthouse. Paul Barron, who's a member of a team of four who were carrying out maintenance work on Fastnet in West Cork, had ringside seats witnessing the ferociousness of Storm Barra, and the video he recorded of the event went viral all around the world. And Paul joins me on the line now. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning, Claire.
So you were expecting to be gone from the lighthouse on Tuesday, was it? But because of the storm, you had to stay.
That's correct. We're expecting to get off on Tuesday, midday or thereabouts. But the weather delayed us for another 2 days.
And you're leaving now tomorrow, hopefully. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the plan. To leave tomorrow morning is the plan at the moment anyway, if providing the weather doesn't change again.
Listen, I was up on a stool last night putting up Christmas decorations and I felt a bit dizzy. And then I watched your video and I told myself to man up a little bit. It looked terrifying, was it?
Yes, it was fairly extreme. Now, we wouldn't be used to these kind of a storm in this position because normally we'd probably be on the mainland, but this time we're actually offshore on the Fastnet. So we got a bird's eye view of the eye of the storm.
And you took the video and you sent it to your sister in New York. And what happened from there? He's gone. Well, look, he's still down there. It's probably still quite wild at Fastnet. I know he was putting in his time watching a bit of Netflix and he'd plenty of food to get him through as well. Paul, are you back with us?
I'm not sure exactly what happened there, Claire. I just sent it to a few friends of mine and it got posted, I think, on some website.
And then Owen English in the Irish Examiner wrote an article about it and then it exploded from there, didn't it?
It seems to have, yeah. It seems to have got legs from there. That's correct.
So tell me who's been in touch with you. Like, what parts of the world have you heard from?
Well, just mostly the media, Sky News, I think the BBC, mostly, and just newspaper companies.
And meanwhile, you're there until at least tomorrow. How are conditions right there right now, Paul?
At the moment, the storm has moderated a bit. The winds are coming from the north at about 40 knots with a gusting to about 40, 45, 50 knots, and there's a swell of about maybe 4 or 5 metres. So it's still fairly stormy. We still can't go outside the door of the tower because the sea is crossing at the front door of the tower, so we're still contained within the tower for the next few hours anyway, I would imagine.
What's it like? Is it comfortable there?
Yeah, it's very comfortable. It's a very solid building. It was built 100 years ago, so it's a very solid building and quite safe. You feel safe in it because it's fairly, I've seen a few storms itself down through the years, so it's fairly safe spot to be in this.
Plenty of us were nervous inside our own houses last night. I mean, what was it like? Was the noise quite overpowering?
Yes, it was very noisy and there was a bit of vibration on top of the tower that's caused by the waves hitting against the side of the tower. So it's very noisy and a lot of sea spray coming over the tower and coming over the helipads. That causes quite a bit of noise.
All right, Paul, well, we'll leave it there and we wish you well. I hope you get off now tomorrow. But it's looking good, is it, that you'll be able to leave tomorrow?
Yes, hopefully we'll be getting up in the morning. That's the plan anyway, if the storm doesn't change its mind and keep us here for another few days.
All right. Well, listen, look after yourself and your colleagues who are there at Fastnet Lighthouse. And thanks very much for talking to us.